If he thought getting her drunk was going to get her into his bed, he had another thing coming. Jane laughed at the idea. He had no clue. She could drink all her friends under the table. 3 glasses of wine was nothing. She could keep up, and keep her wits, as long as he wanted to keep pouring. She might pay for it in the morning, but she'd be paying alone, safe in her own room. The joke wasn't that funny, Alex was saying. Jane must have laughed at her own thoughts without realizing it. That had to be it, because he was right. His joke wasn't really funny at all. No, she agreed. But it made me think of a much funnier one. That's what I was laughing at. He stared at her expectantly, and she held his eyes. Only a few seconds passed, but it felt like minutes. Or possibly hours. But in the end, he was the one to blink first. I don't know you nearly well enough to tell you that one, she said, a smug grin on her lips. That's hardly fair. His tone was playful, but Jane thought she heard real annoyance there, too. Score 1 for her. She decided to show him some mercy. She could be gracious in victory. There's another one I could tell you, she said, searching her memory for a good joke. And there it was, Professor Weldon's attempt at matchmaking. She told him about that day in the middle common room and his 3 choices for her. You're making that up, was his reply. You really expect me to believe that, Thomas, Richard, and Henry. Give me a little credit, Miss Barnaby. She played the story over in her mind. Why would he think she was making it up? It had really happened, and she hadn't even exaggerated anything. It's the truth. Cross my heart, hope to die, she said. You really expect me to believe your advisor introduced you to 3 men, and they were Tom, Dick, and Harry? Thomas, Richard. She got that. They never actually used the shorter names, at least not while she was in earshot, but she understood. Henry, though, she didn't see. She puzzled over it for a minute, until it came to her. She had heard it. Harry was a nickname for Henry, at least in England. She'd seen it in the newspaper articles about young Prince Harry. I expect you to remember that I'm American. And what has that got to do with anything? Her grin was back. We don't use Harry as a nickname for Henry, at least I never heard it back home, so I didn't make the connection. She'd scored another point, and from his sigh, she knew he knew it too. Jane pressed her advantage. And, for your information, all 3 of them really are in my classes. Didn't anyone ever teach you never to question a lady's word? She realized the opening she'd left him too late. The words were already out. But he didn't take it.
My apologies, Jane, he said. You're right, of course. I should have made allowances. It's not your fault that you have such a poor grasp of the English language. You didn't have the benefit of a British education growing up, after all.
His eyes twinkled so prettily as he said it, Jane couldn't work up any annoyance over the insult. Not like you, I'm sure. Eton, right? She paused for an instant, trying to recall the names of other posh boarding schools she'd heard in her time at Oxford. She didn't want him to assume she was some silly, ignorant American who'd only heard of Eton because everyone knew that one, even if they didn't know anything else about it. To her surprise, several names came to her quickly. Or was it Harrow? Winchester? Maybe Brookfield? He grinned again. His eyes twinkled again.
Oh, yes, dear old Brookfield. How I love to walk by the statue of old Mr. Chipping every day on my way to the cricket pitch.
She'd stepped in it, but she had no idea how, exactly. And then, after a moment's reflection, she did. Brookfield, of course. The name had come not from one of her current classmates, but from an old, old movie, one that her mother had loved. Jane couldn't believe she'd botched things so completely. But it was done now, and she had to say something. What would her mother have done if she were in Jane's position? Jane remembered times that Mom had been caught in a white lie or a little joke, and her mother had always brazened it out regardless. Surely Jane could do the same. "I've heard the cricket pitch is lovely," she said, meeting his eyes. Just barely, but it was eye contact. "And the Latin teachers are second to none, aren't they?"